朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
天上的事，天上的原则。
It teaches heavenly things and heavenly principles.
那所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一件很荣耀的事。
So brothers, this is a very glorious thing.
这是只有神的儿女们可以有资格的。
And only the children of God has the rights.
我记得我将近三十年前，我有个这个同学来到加州。
About 30 years ago, I had a schoolmate that came to California.
我带他去这个Stanford 参观的时候。
And I took him to Stanford to look around.
他也是一个很好的弟兄。
He was a very wonderful brother.
他看到 Stanford, 看全世界有名的学校。
He saw Stanford was a very famous campus.
不光是全美国有名的学校。
It's not just famous in the States, but it's famous around the world.
几个月以前，这个中国的交大把全世界的头几名大学排行榜排出来，大家有没有看过？
I don't know if you saw the
美国有好几个
the ranking of the top universities in the world that China has put together.
当然也包括牛津、剑桥啊。那么 Stanford 绝对是里面的一个，而且是前几名。
Stanford was on the list.
当我那个弟兄在那里很羡慕 Stanford 的时候
，and as our brother was admiring Stanford,
他突然里面有个感觉，他说：“其实我是在宇宙中最高的学府当门徒。”
And then he says, all of a sudden, he had this feeling that, you know, actually, we're in the most prestigious school in the world.
因为这边，这个不是吃不到葡萄说葡萄酸。
This is not those who cannot.
吃不到葡萄就说葡萄还是酸。
They can't have the opportunity to eat grapes, so they say grapes are sour.
弟兄姊妹，这是真的。
But this is real.
因为我们的指导教授是万王之王。
Because our instructor is the king.
今天一个人在地上的成就，非常受他指导教授的影响。
The future and the
你的老师是怎样的人，基本上就把你带成怎样的程度。
Your future oftentimes determined by the instructor that you have in your life. What kind of instructor you have cultivates you into what kind of person.
他是真的要成就你呢，还是利用你？
Does he really wants to?Fulfill you, or is he going to use you?
他是用自我中心呢，还是为了要成全你，让你轻松越来
？Is he self-centered, or does he want you to be to grow and be prosperous?
他有没有留下两手呢？没有交给你呢
？Did he save some things to himself? Did he didn't teach you everything?
啊，就像门徒怎么赶鬼都赶不出去，然后耶稣来一赶就赶出去。他说：“夫子，你是不是留下两手？你告诉我怎么回事
？”It's not like Jesus was able to cast out demons immediately, but the disciples tried, they could not. They asked their master, "Can you teach us?" He did.
对不起啊，圣经上没有这么说了。
The Bible didn't say that.
我前两天在圣盖尔跟他们讲，这个莎拉老到一个地步，他朋友来急着要看他的孩子，莎拉说不行，他在睡觉。
And I told the story on St. Gabriel that her old age, her friends came to visit her and want to see her child, and she says, "No, he's sleeping right now."
但是他的朋友一直催莎拉，只好诚实的说，他说说老实话，我也不记得我把他放到哪里去了。
So his friends just says, "No, we gotta see him, we gotta see him." But then Sarah finally came and got honest and said, "Well, actually, I forgot where I put the kid."
他说我每次都等到他饿的时候要喝奶哭，我才找得到他。
And the only time that I really discovered where I put him was when he started crying, when he's hungry, then I found him.
结果那天中午我去吃饭的时候，突然有一个姊妹站在我旁边，她说：“于坚，我可不可以问你一个问题
？”So that day, as we were having lunch, a sister stood next to me and says, "Pastor, can I ask you a question?"
她说：“刚才你讲的那个撒拉的那个故事，在圣经哪一块啊
？”She asked me, "That story you just told about Sarah, where is it in the Bible?"
害我很不好意思，我说对不起，那不是圣经上的话，那是我自己的话。
I was a little embarrassed. I said, "No, that is not really from the scriptures. That's my story."
主耶稣没有故意留下一手不教了。
Jesus did not hold any tricks back, not teach his disciples.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟随耶稣是太荣耀的事。
We follow Jesus is a glorious thing.
他亲自教导我们属灵的事。
He personally teaches spiritual things.
他开启了一个全新属天属灵的境界。
He's open to us a realm that is heavenly.
这是我们天然人属灵属肉体的人不认识的。
The natural man, the carnal one, cannot understand.
只有属灵的人属天的人才能参透关系。
All those who are spiritually minded can understand it.
所以当我们真正来跟随耶稣的时候，
When we are true followers of Jesus,
我们第一件事情，我们一定会遇到反对，遇到逼迫。
The very first thing that we will face opposition.
因为
we'll face persecution.
因为我们今天所在的世界是恶者所辖制的世界。
Because we are in the world where the evil ones are still in control.
他已经 run 这个 system 已经 run 了几千年。
He's ran the system for thousands of years.
所以今天有任何人如果跟随耶稣，如果威胁到他，他就一定逼迫。
Anyone who wants to follow Jesus and puts his future in harm, he will come and persecute.
所以他第一个，他反对我们信主。
So the very first thing he resists, he opposes us in believing.
尤其借着不信主的家人朋友，他们会拦阻我们，反对我们信耶稣。
Particularly through our family members who are not believers yet, they would oppose us and become a Christian.
不仅仅反对我们信主，第二个他反对我们爱主。
And not only does he oppose us in believing him.He will oppose us in loving the Lord.
他可以借着不信主的人来反对我们信主，但是他甚至可以借着是属主的人起来反对我们爱主。
He could cause those who are non-believers to oppose us in believing Him. He could even use those who are believers to rise up to oppose us in loving Him.
今天多少神的儿女们受逼迫，还不是光是从世界来的，从不信主的人来的。
And so many Christians today are oppressed not just from those who are unbelievers.
多少爱主的人是受到神儿女的逼迫。
So many of those who love the Lord are oppressed by those who are believers.
不要那么属灵嘛，不要那么严肃嘛。
Don't be so spiritual. Don't be so serious.
啊，大家唱唱跳跳有什么关系呢
？Let's sing and dance around. What's wrong with that?
大家礼拜五不聚会一起看电影有什么关系呢 ？Relax.
Well, let's not have any meetings on Friday night. We'll just go watch a movie. It's fine.
我就被别人拖到一个聚会里面，那个牧师从头到尾就讲说，神是要叫我们开 party 的，要我们 celebrate 的，不是要叫我们愁苦的。
And I actually been brought to a meeting where the pastor says, God wants us to celebrate. God also wants to have a party, not for us to sorrow.
啊，整个聚会就是弹个钢琴，大家在里面跳舞跳舞跳舞都不讲道了。
And the whole service was just about everybody dancing around, and there was no message that we're given.
我实在受不了，我就离开那个聚会。
And I actually couldn't stand it anymore, so I left the place.
弟兄姊妹。跟随主一定受逼迫。
To follow the Lord, you will be oppressed.
我以前我们自己教会二十多年前的这个弟兄，他就是为了礼拜五不跟同事、老板出去喝啤酒。
20 some years ago, we had a brother in our church because he refused to go into the bar and drink with his colleagues on Friday afternoon.
他的老板老是不给他加薪。
And his boss would never give him a raise.
他说因为你不肯跟我们在一起。
Just, you're not willing to be with us?
他说因为可是我的弟兄告诉他说我礼拜五说过我有拜过study，我不能不去。
But he told his boss that I told you that on Friday nights I have Bible studies that I have to go.
弟兄姊妹，所有跟随主的人一定会受逼迫。
Those who want to be followers of Jesus.
所以你看使徒行传很多次。讲到仇敌用各样的方法来逼迫信奉这道的人，很多时候我们以为是道理。
And in the book of Acts, we often see that there are many who are persecuted because they're followers of the way.
但你仔细去看英文圣经，它是讲逼迫这走这条路的信奉的 way.
They're persecuting all those who are followers of the way.
你不走路没有关系的。
If you do not follow, it's okay.
当我们真正走路的时候
，But when you get up and you have access to
the
follow, the persecutions will come.
不光借着外在的逼迫
，Not only from outward persecution,
还有内在逼迫
，But even inwardly.
你很想早上起来晨更
，You want to rise up early in the morning at the
我们那个懒惰的。本性就来逼迫。
But that nature of laziness within you is persecuting.
加拉太书第四章保罗说，那时候属血气的逼迫了那属灵的。
Galatians chapter 4 says that which is spiritual, carnal oppresses that which is spiritual.
保罗接着说，现在也是这样。
Paul says even now it is so.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so、dear brothers, sisters,
真要走主的路。
If you want to walk in this way,
仇敌会用各样的试探、各样的好处、各样的威胁、各样的逼迫，要来拦阻我们真正走路。
The enemy will use all sorts of temptations, all sorts of goodness, even persecution to hinder you to truly follow.
但是我们也不要灰心啊，走主路的一定遭受逼迫。
But do not be despairing, even though we follow the Lord, we will be persecuted.
遭受为难。
We will be opposed.
啊，你看，今天我们要晚上要吃火锅。
We want to have this dinner hot pot together.
啊，背后有多少的服侍，有多少的事要做。
So many services, so many things that need to be done.
我们天然的肉体就会埋怨，就想逃避，啊，就想这件事跟我无关。
Our nature will say, oh, I really don't want to deal with this. It has nothing to do with me.
那这不是羔羊的使命，这不是基督所做的事情。
And this is not the nature of the Lamb. It's not the things that.
主耶稣说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍。
Christ came not to serve.Not to be served, but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
But to offer up his life to be the price for many.
所以你就发现，当我们真要跟耶稣的时候，外面有逼迫，里面有为难。
So we realize that when we want to follow Jesus, that there are persecutions on the outside, difficulties on the inside.
啊，当我们听见一个工作的需要，一个宣教的需要，我们想要奉献的时候，哎，可能我们的妻子或我们的丈夫就反对。
And perhaps when we hear a particular need in the missionary field.We want to make an offering, but our spouse would actually oppose that idea.
我们冬令会想来聚会，我们孩子们就说啊，我们要出去度假，我们不要去聚会，我就都会遭受逼迫的。
At the winter conference, we want to come to a retreat, but the kids are saying, "No, let's go have a vacation." We're always opposed to want to follow the Lord.
但是并不是只有反对和难处。
But it's not just entirely of opposition.
真正跟随主的一定蒙大恩。
But those who want to follow the Lord will be greatly blessed.
而且是恩上加恩，力上加力。荣上加荣
grace upon grace, strength upon strength, and glory upon glory.
你看我们一信的耶稣
as soon as we come and believe in Jesus,
神把我们放在一个属天的地位
He's put us in a heavenly position.
叫我们与基督一同复活，怎么样？
We were resurrected with Christ.
一同坐在天上
But we are seated together with Him.
好，给我们，我们被称为天上的国民
We are a heavenly citizen.
你看，我们马上我们的身份地位都不一样了，是属天的。
Our positions and are all entirely different.
今天多少人挤破头想跑到美国拿个绿卡拿个公民
？And so many people want to come to the States, get the green card, get citizenship in this country.
我一个多月前在纽约的时候，有一个姊妹跑来找我。
About a month ago, a sister came to me and talked to me.
她说：“余弟兄，你快来我们教会，我们教会有很多人都有需要。
”And would you please come to our church and share with us because there are many, many needs in our church.
她说：“你知道吗？我们教会有90%的人都是非。”
And I will tell you that 90% of our the congregation are illegal immigrants.
啊，他们很多的痛苦，很多的需要你来帮忙。
They have many, many sorrows and many sufferings. They need your help.
弟兄姊妹，人可以用各样的手段、各样的方法，为了挤进这个国家，为了拿到一个居留权。
The man would use all sorts of manners and all sorts of ways to come and squeeze in this country to be citizens.
信耶稣，我们被称为天上的国民。
When we believe in Jesus, we are heavenly citizens.
而且被一同带到天上，与基督一同坐在天上，哈利路亚呀！我们大家都不笑。
We are brought together into heaven and sit with Christ.
不用坐飞机才看地啊，我们天天可以在天上。
You don't need to go on the planes to look at the ground. Every day you should be in the.
然后接着神就把天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们。
And then God gives us all the blessings in the heavenly realm.
以弗所书第一章第三节，对不对
？Chapter 1 verse 3.
然后让我们有属天的眼光跟属天的智慧。
That we may have a spiritual eyesight and spiritual wisdom.
雅各书三章。15-17讲到这是上头来的智慧，叫做属天的智慧。
James chapter 3 says that this is a wisdom that is from above, a wisdom that's from heaven.
当保罗讲到属天的智慧的时候，或者当雅各讲到属天的智慧的时候，他对应的是什么？哎，你们先不要答，我考大家。
And when James talks about this wisdom that is from above, what is the counter example that he gave?
大家都想得智慧，对不对
？Everybody wants wisdom, right?
雅各在那里讲到上头来的智慧，属天的智慧。
James talks about this wisdom from above.
说到这样子的智慧，不是怎样，不是怎样，也不是怎样。请问是哪三个？有没有人讲得出来
？This wisdom is not this, not this, and not that.
它不是属地的。
It's not earthly.
它不是属情欲的。
It's not of the flesh.
也不是属鬼魔的。
It's not demonic.
弟兄姊妹啊，我不知道今天我们追求的智慧是什么。
I don't know what is it the wisdom that we seek.
要小心啊
！Be careful.
很多的智慧是属鬼的。
And some wisdom are actually demonic.
属情欲的
，sensual，
或是属地的
，earthly。
只有我们这般人得到的智慧是从上头来的。
Only we receive wisdom from above.
属天的智慧看事情看人都不一样。
Heavenly wisdom, when you look at things, when you look at people, you look at it differently.
属地的人凭着眼见凭着感觉过生活。
And those who are earthly will live according to what they see and what they feel.
属天的人凭着意象凭着使命在过生活。
But those who are heavenly, they live according to a vision.Live every day of their life.
咱们看见基督，看见神荣耀的旨意，在地上知道怎么过。
They see Christ, they see the glorious will of God, and they live according to it.
第四，我们得到的属天的生命和能力。
Fourthly, we have this a heavenly strength and power.
所以保罗为我们的祷告，就是要我们知道这向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
Paul prays for us that we who are believers may know the exceeding power that is at work.
这个能力叫基督从死里复活，叫基督升上高天。
The power that raised Christ from the dead is possible to ascend on high.
而这个属灵，而在这个属天的这个地位，带领我们走属灵的路，属天的路。
And this heavenly position leads us to walk this heavenly journey.
好，第三个讲到我们这班跟随耶稣的。
Thirdly, for all of us who are followers, Jesus.
我们不光会遭受逼迫、为难。
Not only will we suffer opposition, persecution.
不光是蒙大恩的。
Not only will we be really blessed.
在我们身上有跟过耶稣的记号。
But there will be clear marks of those who are followers of Jesus.
就是越来越像耶稣。
We become more and more like Jesus.
我们中国人常常讲夫妻脸，对不对？
A lot of times we say that couples look more and more like.
我不晓得我们在座结婚的弟兄姊妹，结婚十年以上，你觉得你们是夫妻脸的情绪上？
Brothers and sisters who have been married for more than 10 years, you feel you look more.
那么少
了，只
有我好。
Robert is the only one.
姊妹们都不肯承认。我有一次跟师母讲说，我们两个越来越夫妻脸，她说你臭美啊。
When I told Sister Nancy that you know we look more and more alike these days, and she says.
然后他是开我玩笑的。
She said, "You wish." Of course, she's you know joking.
因为我记得有一次大概在 Orange 的地下室哈，他从那头走过来，我从这头走过来，我突然看见，哎，我怎么会在那呢
？And I remember one time we were still back in the Orange Avenue facility. We were down the basement. It's kind of dark. She was on the opposite side. We're walking toward one another. And I said, "How come I'm over there?"
走了久了以后，那个讲话气质、动作都很像。
Our mannerism, the way we talk, we become more.
以前我们中间有一个姊妹，她才残忍呢。她去教这些小家伙的时候，
there was something that's even more cruel. One particular sister was teaching.
她说：“来，你们每一个人哈，自己的来表演你的爸爸妈妈。”
And she said, "Okay, every one of you guys, imitate your parents."
你们主学老师不要随便这样做。
Sunday school teachers don't do this very casually.
那把家丑都表现出来了。
So they let loose all the ugliness that happened.
小孩要学到妈妈骂他爸爸。
And this one little girl would imitate her mom to scold her dad.
我们两个儿子一个上来说，我们请读以赛亚的书。
And one of my kids got up and said, "Let's open to the book of Isaiah."
然后另外一个就学他妈妈，哎，我的钥匙呢？我的钥匙呢？快快快快快！
And the other one imitated his mother and said, "Where are my keys? Where are my keys?"
弟兄姊妹，光演技好不见得演得出来，除非你跟他相处过，对不对？
The fact that you can act well doesn't necessarily mean that you are representative of that person once you've been with that person.
如果我现在请John上次演英英，我们一猜就猜到了。如果我现在请John演苏格拉底。
If I ask John to imitate Socrates,
他大概演不出来，对不对？
He doesn't know what to do.
因为他没有跟他相处。
He's never spent time.
你演技再好，你演不出他来。
Doesn't matter how great of an actor you are, you can't imitate that person.
那今天我们不是在演耶稣，对不对？
Today we are not acting.
我们在活出耶稣来。
We're living out Jesus.
那活耶稣不是一个空洞的道理。
Living out Jesus is not a thought that is
要活耶稣，你需要常跟他在一起。
To be able to live out Jesus,
常常在生命里面，在圣灵里面跟主交通，我们才会像他。
You ought to be able to fellowship with him every single day in your life.
我们的思想才会像他，我们的判断，我们的决定才会像他。
You would think like him. You would make decisions like him.
然后到最后，我们生活的表现各方面都像耶稣。
Then eventually, everything that we do resembles him.
我记得。年长的弟兄曾经跟我们讲过这个汪佩珍姊妹的一个见证。
And our elderly brothers have shared with us Sister Wang, her testimony.
她家里面有一个帮忙的一个打扫的，我们以前就叫做帮佣啊。
And she had a housemaid, a servant at home.
她这个那个时候巧克力糖不像现在，现在不太爱吃，满街都是了。
chocolates in those days is not like what we have nowadays. You know, you can get it any time.
90 years,
80 years ago, particularly chocolates that are imported are very precious.
那有人送给王小姐一盒巧克力糖。
Somebody has given our sister Wong a box of chocolates.
后来隔一两天她就发现就会少掉一两块。
And every couple of days she discovered that missing a couple of pieces.
帮忙打扫的这个姊妹实在忍不住诱惑，就会偷吃了。
Because this maid at home, she succumbed to temptation, and she went and took a few.
这个跟汪小姐很亲的人都为她打抱不平，说要去这个责备她。
So all those who are close to her sister Wong says, well, you need to rebuke her, tell her what she did is wrong.
汪小姐说不要。
And Mrs. Wong says, no, it's nothing that.
她就把巧克力糖放在客厅的茶几上。
So she took the whole box out and put it out in the open.
哦，她就跟其他的姊妹说，你怎么会这样子呢？
And so all her other friends said, why would you do that?
她说，我宁可不要我的姊妹犯罪。
I'd rather that she would not sin.
她就公开的吃，我放在这里随便吃。
And she openly offered it for anyone who wants.
有姊妹，这种都是老练的生命。
But these are lives that come because of.
在很小的事情上，这个装都装不来的。And
these small things you cannot pretend.
这是要跟过耶稣的人才活得出来。But
those who follow Jesus can live out something.
沈保罗牧师说，他到云南贵州到苗寨去宣教的时候。And
our brother Paul Shen went to.
那个也是一百年，几乎大概七八十年以前的事情。在中国的South.
He was in the southwest portion of China for a missionary trip.
他们到了那个苗寨的时候，发现这个苗寨的人，他们这个碗是不洗的。And
he went and discovered that in this village, people don't wash their dishes.
他们吃完就这样舔一舔，以后就放在旁边。And
after they finish their meal, they will make it clean, as clean as possible, and they'll set it aside.
所以你们贵宾来，他可能还多舔两下的，给你装饭。So
when they have guests that are with them, they will probably lick a couple more times to make sure that they really clean it up.
他一到那边去受不了，但是看到旁边从美国来的宣教士就这么安息的卸了饭以后就开始吃。And
then he, when he was there, he really struggled with that. But when he looked around, he saw the missionaries that went with him around him prayed, gave thanks, and just ate it peacefully for them.
他在信心里面卸饭求神分别，他在爱心里面接受弟兄姊妹的爱心。So
in faith, he asked the Lord to sanctify what he was using, and in love, he received what the brothers were offering.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是从小事上，我讲不完，我见过很多很好的见证，我们真的差远了。Brothers,
these are all small things. There are numerous examples I could give you. We are so far from it.
所以跟过耶稣的记号。
The mark of those who have been followers of Jesus.
不是皮长发，年轻人都很想学。
It's not just growing very long hair for, you know, all the young people who like that.
不是穿长袍。
It is not to just wear this very long garment.
魏弟兄说他有一在六十年代带到纽约去一个楼上的时候，那时人都想学耶稣，都皮长发，穿长袍。
And our older brother says a number of years ago when he went to New York and he saw a lot of Brothers who wanted to be like Jesus and they wanted to grow long hair and grow long gown. But true followers of Jesus are those who follow the Lord in every small details of their life.
他教导我们属天的事,
that he would teach us these heavenly things.
他建立我们属天的生命,
he would establish within us the heavenly life.
他教导我们属天的原则,
he'll teach us heavenly principles. That we may live out heavenly testimony.
真正跟随耶稣的人,
and to be those who are truly followers.
一步一脚印,
and every footstep. And I want to conclude with statistics.
Walter Patton.
A man by the name of Walter Patton. Everybody who loves football probably knows him.
他是破了美国 NFL 这个 running back 这个跑的记录。
And he holds the record for the running back in the NFL.
他12年比赛里面他一共跑了16726 yard. 没有关系，你大概讲讲。
16,000。 12 seasons he ran for more than 16,000 yards.
我昨天为了要确定到现在他还是基督保持者，我上网看了一下，果然他还是基督保持者。
I wanted to make sure that he was still, he still held the record. He still holds the record today.
我跟梁弟兄要的那个网站，就是本来想把 YouTube 那一段截下来放给你们看。
And I was going to actually get that particular clip show it to everybody today.
你就发现这个人。
You discover this man,
在他所扮演这么重要的角色
this role that he played that is so important.
第一个，当他跑的时候
when he ran,
所有的人都要拦住他跑
Everybody on the field will oppose his
不让他跑
the other team, everyone on the other team will oppose his progression.
他要排除万难的跑
And he has to dodge every obstacle.
你看他那个人这样闪过这个人，怎么样？别人几乎把他打倒了。他又几个拦冲起来继续跑。
And he would turn and twist, even seemingly when people had tackled him, he would get up and keep running.
这个你真的是很感动，这个人怎么是打不倒的一个人
？And you would be amazed how this man could not be tackled.
然后这么多人都用各样的方法要把他打倒。
And all everybody used whatever means possible to take him down.
走属天道路的人，第一件事情我们知道一定有拦阻，从来不要我们往前去。
This heavenly journey is the same. There will be those who will oppose us from making forward progression.
第二件事情
，Second,
把所有跑的全部都算数。
That every step that he takes, they all count.
Every yard counts.
And every yard that he's gained counts.
所以人家把他这一生所跑的都算下来，16,726 yards.
16,700.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们真正在路上的时候
，Every yard counts. And whenever we're really on this way,
真正跟随基督
，When you're really following Jesus,
每一步神都数算
，Every step is counted.
你在外面跑的通通不算。
Everything that's ran outside of this way,
在外面跑的再过瘾也不算。
Doesn't matter how well you ran.
但是你在场上跑的每一样都算。
But every yard that is gained on the field is counted.
第三个。
Thirdly,
虽然他跑。
Though he ran.
不像人家跑100yard, 400yard, 1600yard的人。
It's not like those who ran 100 yard, 400 yards was best.They have these races that they run continuously. And the one marathon race would exceed all the yardage that he's gained in his career.
As a 弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
他这一万六千 yard 呢
And these 16,000 yards,
不仅每一个 yard count,
not only every yard counts.
虽然他每次只跑了几 yard 就被人家打倒
even though he ran a few yards and he was tackled,
但是却积少成多
But these.Small counts accumulated.
今天成为他的记录，今天成为他被人家纪念的地方。
Today it is a record that is held.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
又到年尾了。
We come to the end of the year.
又是一年过去了。
Another year has gone by.
到底今年有没有被主数算？
Has this year been counted by the Lord?
到底这一年我们在属天的路上有没有真正的 delta, 真正的往前
？This year, do we have true spiritual delta? Did we really move forward?
到底有多少的日子、多少的经历、多少的聚会是被神数算
？And how many of our days and how many of our meetings are really counted by the Lord?
希望主耶稣帮助我。
Lord, help us.
要跟随耶稣。
To be followers of Christ.
就从现在开始。
Needs to begin now.
要跟随耶稣。
To be followers of Christ.
一定要付代价。
You have to pay a price.
要跟随耶稣。
To be followers of Christ.
一定蒙恩的。
You will be blessed.
要跟随耶稣。
To be followers of Christ.
弟兄姊妹在我们身上一定看见荣耀的见证。
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。